We'll have to move to some of the halachas of Yom Kippur. Beis Hashem, the tachnid next week, I'd like to go through some halachas of Shofar. I think we'll do those right before Rosh Hashanah. During Sesame Shiva, we'll talk about the halachas of the Dalet Minim, because you'll be picking out Dalet Minim during that time. And some of the halachas of sitting in the sukkah, we'll talk about after Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and sukkahs those days. That leaves us with one or two days for halachas Yom Kippur now. Just go through some of the halachas of Brechitza and Sicha and Yom Kippur. So Achil and Shtia, we know that there are many Inuyim which a person cannot do in Yom Kippur. Five Inuyim, counting Achil and Shtia is one. Pretty straightforward, Achil and Shtia. If a person has a shallow regard to take medication, please discuss it with me privately. Brechitza and Sicha is more common issues. There's an issue of washing oneself. There's an issue of anointing oneself. So what does that mean in the halacha lemaisa terms? So rechitza is also even espektana, even one part of your body to put into water for the purpose of pleasure is going to be usur. A person washes the tzitzidayim in the morning, when he wakes up in the morning, so he should wash till the knuckles, all five fingers until the knuckles. And the Ramah adds he should have intent when he's doing so, that he's not doing it for enjoying the pleasure of the water, he's doing it to remove the ruach ra that he has on his hands. Kahanim, when they wash reduchah, they wash the whole hand. And therefore some kahanim have a minute to wash in the morning the whole hand as well. And again, they should have in mind when they're doing it not to enjoy the pleasure of having the water, but for removing the ruach ra. The rechitza for the purpose of cleaning oneself. A person is actually dirty, physically dirty. A person is allowed to wash that spot. A person gets some dirt on himself, he can wash that spot. A person goes to the bathroom. After the bathroom, he washes his hands to the knuckles with the kimono, like Ramah said. A person covers a part of the body which is normally covered. A person would wash that hand, that one hand, with that kavanah. A person just walks into the bathroom to get something without using the facilities. So the halacha is unless a person is makpid the whole year to wash and the their hands under the circumstances, a person should not wash their hands in the situation. Sicha, even for the purpose of nikiyas, is not permitted. So on Yom Kippur, different than on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur. So deodorant, which is a form of sicha, it's not liquid, it's not water, it comes on as a liquid. So liquid deodorant is mutter on Shabbos, mutter on Yom Tov. It's a solid deodorant is a problem of because of the malacha, one of the other malachas, but a liquid deodorant is permitted. But Yom Kippur, liquid deodorant is not permitted to put on, to spray on Yom Kippur. A powder deodorant, which means it comes as a powder, something like a Johnson's baby powder, a shower to shower, those type of things, that is permitted to use in Yom Kippur. That's not sicha. That's putting on a salad. A powder spray, which come if it goes onto the body actually as it's already dried, it goes on dry, so then it's mutter. If it goes on wet and it dries, that's not permitted. What is permitted in Yom Kippur for sicha, it would be for the purposes of refuah. A person would have an actual, some type of a rash or something that which he needs to put on. So if it's a type of a refuah, which is mutter on Shabbos. So now for Shabbos, Chazal asked using medication on Shabbos, because they used to make their medications. You used to have to grind things to make the medication. Chazal asked taking medication on Shabbos, but they said if a person is a nafal mishkan, if he's reached a stage where he feels so unwell that he belongs in bed, even if he's not actually in bed, let's say a mother, she has to take care of her children, she belongs in bed, she should be in bed, but she's still up and around because she has to take care of her children. That's called a nafal mishkan. So nafal mishkan can be because the whole body is unwell, or because the pain that the person has is something which would, even though it's in one area, it weakens the whole body to the point the person feels they need to be in bed, etc. That's the level of refuah that you need to take a medication on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur as well. Dealing with how to take it with water is a different question. Again, they asked me that separately. But in regards to putting on, a person would have some type of a rash, he wants to put that on, that would be mutter if he met that criteria. If it's a cream, we have the other issues of there's an issue of maricha, of smoothing something out, and that has to be discussed how to do that. But if it's a liquid, just a plain liquid, a person would putting on in that type of situation, that would be mutter. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.